This is KLCC News. I'm Tiffany Eckert, speaking with Dave Perez, Executive Director of the Eugene YMCA. This idea of expanding the YMCA into other parts of Eugene is a little bit closer to a reality. Why don't you tell us, what's the plan?
It's an interesting idea that we've been exploring with the city and folks out in Bethel for almost 12 years. I think one of the reasons we started to look at the Bethel as an opportunity to expand our services was it was identified by the city as a very underserved area, and that we knew there's a lot of families and kids out there, and we felt if we could find a location out there, it would be a great complement to what we're doing in South Eugene. I think the other thing is that for so long we've been kind of known as a South Eugene institution, and you know, we've been in that part of the community for 127 years, so that's a long time, but we're trying to get out of that stigma of being a South Eugene institution. So looking at Bethel really gave us a great opportunity to do that.
This is not in lieu of expanding in South Eugene. Just to make it clear, you will remain in South Eugene and then look to expand the Y services to the west.
That's correct. We really see two YMCAs under one management and one volunteer board of directors. So yeah, two Ys, one in South Eugene, which we think will be able to help support the ongoing operation, at least for a period of time, of that West Eugene project.
Nuts and bolts wise, the project in West Eugene, the land lease is, or at least the one under consideration, is pretty much a no-brainer, right? The land lease would be a dollar a year for 99-year lease.
Yep, we can afford that one.
Can afford that one. Now, in terms of the facilities and the infrastructure.
We see it built in phases. Probably the initial phase would be around 25,000 square feet, approximately $5 million. Is that why it grows and expands, and we see expanding eventually out probably through three different phases out to about 60 to 65,000 square feet on about a little over 4.5 acres, right adjacent to Meadowview School and the Babe Ruth Fields. And we're doing so much work with the schools that being able to locate directly adjacent to a school has always been a top priority for us.
And so now back to South Eugene. Where do we stand on the Y being able to purchase some part of the property on which Roosevelt Middle now sits?
Let me go back just a little bit. Our board has said our top priority in trying to find a new location is that we be adjacent to a school. We have about 6,500 members. We have 34 parking spaces. We have an old building that is 60-plus years old. And we need a new location. That's why the Civic Stadium site made so much sense to us 4 years ago when that kind of went on the market. The idea of moving down to Roosevelt did surface during the most recent discussions about Civic Stadium. But at that point, the school district was considering rebuilding Roosevelt Middle School and then mothballing it or keeping it open so that when they rebuilt at Edison or Camas Ridge, they'd be able to move kids down there. Well, that took us out to a timetable of almost 2018, 2019, and our building's just not going to last that long.
We talked prior to the 4J board's decision to go with the city's proposal to take Civic Stadium to try, and I wonder, do you have any hindsight comment on that?
We don't want to be in the politics of this whole thing, so I think the Civic Stadium thing will continue to be a political hot potato. We really don't have any intent of going back through that again, so the ability to move to Roosevelt and build an expanded facility on land that's really a lot easier to build on, has easier access, just makes a lot more sense to us.
Were the city to fail in its effort to raise the minimum $3 million to renovate Civic Stadium and the ball goes back to 4J in a scenario, the YMCA would or would not even consider reentering in negotiations?
We're not interested in being considered for that location at this time, or do we anticipate that?
Do you have a point at which you stand now in terms of fundraising?
Potential donors have told us, he says, I'm interested in your project, but we need to know where it's going to be. I think the South Eugene project will probably be funded more by individuals within the community. We expect the Bethel project to probably receive more foundation support because, again, it's an underserved area.
Thank you for talking with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Eugene YMCA Executive Director Dave Perez. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert.